President Bush is back from his Asia tour, and Congress returns this week from its President's Day recess. Members are eager to deal with domestic concerns, but the kidnapping and murder of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl in Pakistan keeps the administration focused on the war against terrorism. Joining me now for our weekly political discussion is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Lynn.
Cokie, we've heard terrible things about the killing of Daniel Pearl. Now we're hearing that the FBI tried to grab the chief suspect months ago. Is it possible that Pearl's kidnapping could have been prevented?
Well, we certainly can't say that, but we can say, as you say, that the FBI wanted him a good while ago, that in fact he was indicted in the United States. The Justice Department wanted to get this chief suspect, Sheikh Omar, and the National Security Council pushed the Pakistani government for it. In fact, apparently bringing it up, the ambassador in Pakistan bringing it up with Musharraf 2 weeks before Pearl was kidnapped. The U.S. wanted him in connection with a kidnapping in India. And Lynn, this shows you just what a dangerous character this guy is. He went to jail in India for the kidnapping, and then his supporters tried a variety of horrible things to get him released. They took hostages. The Indians still didn't release him, so they beheaded one of the hostages. Then they hijacked a plane, an Indian airliner, and took it to Afghanistan. At that point, the Indians did release him, but the United States still wanted to get him in connection with the kidnappings, including an American. Now there's tremendous concern that the kidnapping of Daniel Pearl is part of a wider plot. Apparently, Sheikh Omar has been making all kinds of claims while he's been in custody, saying that the plan was to get the U.S. consulate in Karachi. And there are also big questions being raised about the role of the Pakistani intelligence service here. Are they in cahoots with Sheikh, or some members of them in cahoots with Sheikh Omar? Why did he turn himself into them? Was he trying to throw off the trail of the people looking for Daniel Pearl at that point? And there are also questions about his ties to al-Qaeda. So the United States is still very eager to bring him to justice, but of course it's not clear still that he is actually the person who kidnapped Daniel Pearl, and of course Pearl's body has still not been found. As you say, the videotape is apparently incredibly gruesome.
Well, the administration seems to be on its way to launching the second stage of its war on terrorism. What's happening there, Cokie?
Well, they might have to spend a little more time on the first stage in Afghanistan, as it turns out, because, not surprisingly, the different Afghan factions are having a hard time working together. So there's talk now of more U.S. Peacekeepers and security forces in and around Afghanistan, and more reports that Osama bin Laden is alive and that American forces might be going in to try to find him again. But as you say, it is widening war. U.S. forces going into the Philippines in a training mission, but we've heard that before in our history. But also tremendous emphasis, and we're getting more and more reports on this, of Iraq, of a genuine, determined attempt on the part of this administration to overthrow Saddam Hussein. Don't know when, don't know how, but they're determined to do it.
Well, thanks very much, Cokie.
Thank you.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.